Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, you are welcome to talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joe,
and Mark.
And I'm excited, man. The prosecutors filed a thing today assenting to the amendment of my release conditions.
That's lawyer speak for agreeing.
Yes, I don't understand why it's not just, you know, we're fine with this, go ahead. But, you know, they got to use their special language.
If they didn't use their special language, would they be lawyers? You know, I mean, like, that's the whole thing, is that they talks better than us, right? Like, that's what it's always been. A lawyer back, you know, in John Adams' time was a guy who could write. But,
sure.
But, you know, now it's a person who can write in a garbled, gobbledygook language that none of the rest of us can understand. So they literally speak a different language, a language where person could mean somebody with a beating heart and, you know, that walks around. And it could mean a file folder of paperwork with the government.
Yeah, they do have some weird definitions and some really weird terminology. Speaking of that, in the response to the motion, I'm not going to read the entire thing because there's really not a lot to it. Well, there's not a lot to it.
Okay.
However, one statement in particular is worthy of note. After, quote, after further discussion...
By the way, for those who don't know, this is regarding thecrypto6.com, thecrypto6.com, and their case. And, Aria, you were arrested on March the 16th,
that's
2021,
correct,
this year, and stayed in a grand total of an hour and a half or something, 4 hours, I don't know, whatever. Not much that time that day.
Well, it was about 10 hours.
Did you sleep in a bed?
I spent most of the day sleeping, yes, because they woke me up at 6 o'clock in the morning and dragged me out of here, and I go to sleep at about 4:30, so...
So, yes, you did sleep in a bed. Well, there you go.
I spent most of the day sleeping. It was super convenient. By the time I was actually awake, someone was there to pick me up, and I was being released, so that was nice. I mean, it was really uncomfortable and very stressful, so I kept waking up every 45 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't your bed either, and that's not nice.
No, it wasn't my bed. There were no cats cuddling with me or anything like that, and it was
surrounded by tyrants.
Yeah. But anyway, it says, quote, after further discussion with counsel for both defendants, the government assents to a slightly modified version of the prayer for relief provided in both motions. I find it interesting that they would characterize my request, my appeal, as a, quote, prayer for relief. And this is a legal term. Whenever something like this happens, they do refer to it as a prayer for relief. But it really shows their hand in how religious this organization calling itself the state really is, that a motion for them to change the terms of my release is characterized as a prayer. I haven't prayed to the state. That wasn't a prayer. It was an appeal. It was a written statement.
We should all pray to the state.
Well, I have no interest in praying to the state because I'm not part of their religion. I don't worship the state. And if you look at the definition of prayer, it explicitly spells out an object of worship. I don't view the state as an object worthy of worship. And what I submitted was certainly not a prayer. But the good news is the prosecutors have agreed to allow me to have almost full contact with Ian, at least in regard to Free Talk Live. The only thing really off limits between us is the case. Other than that, we can pretty much discuss whatever we want, but as long as it's reasonably related to Free Talk Live, and that covers a huge body of territory.
Yeah, basically everything but the case.
Yeah.
And there's parts about, like, you could discuss this, for instance, right? Would you, could you discuss this with Ian?
I do not know. Presumably, I could.
Yeah, I mean,
because
it's exactly
it's public
case.
Record.
Yeah.
But there's no reason to discuss something like this with him either.
So, what's your thought on this prayer for relief thing?
That's pretty much it. It's
weird that they would say it.
It's weird and it's alarming and it reveals how religious this organization really is.
So,
I mean, this priest calling himself the U.S. attorney heard my prayer.
Yeah.
And the judge in his infinite majesty is going to grant it, presumably. And, you know, it is fair of the judge to grant this motion, but characterizing it as a prayer as someone who has deliberately chosen not to be part of the state religion, honestly, it offends me.
You know, a lot of these judges and politicians, they believe that they are royalty. They are kings among, and we're the servants. So,
oh, you can find surprised. Local politicians wherever you are that'll say that I'm the king of, Smartville or wherever it is that they live. I mean, they would literally say things like that. Ones that have been in power for a decade or two, they'll describe themselves that way. And it's not entirely inaccurate. I mean, they've got the power and you don't. What does that make them?
Divine by God, apparently.
Well, so I'm going to have to rush to the state's defense.
Really?
Yeah, I am. So I looked up the etymology of the word prayer.
Okay.
And it appears as though prayer is older than praying, or at least as it would be. So prayer means something specific. I think this is interesting that in Quaker meeting, where I go, people don't use the term prayer. It's called sitting in silence,
okay.
Is what they call it. And what that means is just listening, as opposed to something else. I've always found it to be kind of ridiculous that here you have a being that presumably that is infinitely powerful, infinitely intelligent, all-knowing, so they know the future, the past, the present, and all these things. So, you know, everywhere, so they know everything that happened. Omnipresent is that terminology.
Right.
And you're asking for your car keys or that your neighbor down the street not get the thing that they want or whatever it is that comes up in your prayer. And the idea of any of those things, anything that you might ask for in prayer, please make little Joey better. Well, God has a perfect plan, presumably. And if little Joey dies in that perfect plan, then little Joey dies in that perfect plan. And
well, I agree.
That's that.
The concept of omnipotence and omnipresence and all of these omnis, they have monumental issues just within themselves.
A huge problem. And
but when you factor in this idea that, you know, this all-knowing, all-powerful deity is going to rewrite their plan, but they would have already had to have planned to rewrite their plan because
right.
It's already it's stupid.
It makes no sense. I mean, like
no.
Just a cursory look at it, just you're like, well, what would be the point of that? Now, Quakers have this thing called holding in the light. So, for instance, you know, Aria, I'm deeply concerned about your mental illness that has to do with wearing women's clothing. I'm going to hold you in the light, right?
And what does this mean?
To me, it means picturing the person's face and wanting good things for them.
Okay.
Like, that's that. And I try to do this as often as possible with people I dislike the most. Because, you know, disliking somebody only exists in your head. It doesn't exist in reality. Try to touch your dislike, right?
Sure.
So I try to diminish as much of that as I can, humanize them, and get it out there. Get it out of my headspace. I don't want it in there. But praying, in fact, is so it's from the Latin prex to precaris, Old French praire, Middle English prayer, and it just keeps on going from there. So prayer means to precaris come the Latin obtained by entreaty, so asking for. Basically, prayer means to ask for.
Well, that may have been what it meant. But yeah. As you know, words evolve, and this is why etymology is even a thing. As we
yes.
talked about, the word gender used to just mean characteristic.
Yeah, it still does.
Or quality. Sure, but it's not used that way in common language. And prayer in common language, the way we use it today, it's certainly not just a request. It is, as Google would report, a request to a higher power or an entity worthy of worship.
It is a higher power.
It's very
It's not my higher confusing. Power. What are your thoughts? Are we praying to the state? 603-283-6160. I refuse to allow them to say that I'm praying to them. This is free.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You're welcome to join the discussion. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. And I don't know how accurate this is. I'm looking at the new phone system, but it looks like we're back up to having the capacity for five lines, evidently.
Could be.
Feel free to call in, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Joa, and Mark. And, you know, it's hard to believe that Bitcoin has barely existed for a decade. But that decade has seen some remarkable developments. Already, Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you've heard about Bitcoin, but maybe you've decided it's time to actually learn about it. Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including a few very short videos that will give you the basics so you can get involved in this world-changing technology. But even if you already know about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. Stay up to date on all the news that's relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. There's something for everyone, from the novice to the pro at Bitcoin.com, and it's all on a sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. Check it out, Bitcoin.com. On the subject of Bitcoin, Jamie Dimon, well, it's not really related to Bitcoin, is it? In my mind, it's related to Bitcoin, right? Because that's just sure. The lens through which I view the world. And Jamie Dimon disagree. He hates Bitcoin. Or I think he backpedaled on that recently.
I think he had to backpedal, yeah, a little bit. But not to say, maybe he just still hates Bitcoin, but well, I believe that Chase, that's Jamie Dimon, right, Chase?
JP Morgan.
JP Morgan, excuse me. They possess some.
Yeah, he was offering it to elite clients or, like, you know, wealthy clients. So not for the little guys.
Well, so, they don't do that.
No. But the U.S. government spent, they printed 20% of the total U.S. money supply in the year 2020. Now, those of us who are...
What was that number?
20%.
Okay.
Those of us who are not economically illiterate know that this is going to wreak havoc on prices this year, otherwise known as inflation. And because of this, the USD is going to become significantly worth less than it is now. I mean, it's already happened, it's already happening, but it's going to get worse. And Jamie Dimon, at least, is aware of this.
Yeah, over at MediaITE.com, they say that Jamie Dimon says he has JP Morgan Chase effectively stockpiling cash because there's a very good chance of long-term inflation. Yeah, that's a perfect strategy, right? Like,
that makes no sense.
Yeah, I want to hold on to the thing that's going to lose value in a few months or years, whatever.
Well, right? It doesn't make sense if you know of and approve of alternatives like gold and cryptocurrency.
But presumably, even stocks, which I'm sure J.P. Morgan has heard of,
sure,
would go up in value. I mean, like the presumption would be, and this is not investing advice, ladies and gentlemen, but Google will be worth more if they double the money supply next year.
Yeah, it's curious to think about how much of the Bitcoin increase in value over the last year isn't really an increase in the value of Bitcoin, but a decrease in the value of USD. Right? If there's suddenly twice as many USD and Bitcoin is worth twice as much as it was, then Bitcoin didn't really get more valuable. The USD just became less valuable. But obviously, with the scale of Bitcoin going from 7,000 to like 62,000 over the course of the last year, and then back down to like 35,000 or whatever it's at now, it was obviously more than just the USD driving that. It was pure demand.
And this is essentially just eliminating the cash flow that's out there. It's not like, you know, you can't use your plastic cards, you know, so there's no difference for them doing this. If anything, they would kind of pull a lot of money out of circulation. It might be harder to get cash. Maybe they're pushing further to a digital system.
Well, when they say they're hoarding cash, do they mean actual paper currency, or do they just mean numbers on a spreadsheet?
That's what it says, cash. I'm assuming it's physical.
I wouldn't make that assumption, because I would consider all of these USD figures and banks and debit cards and stuff to also be cash.
Well, they're saying they're putting $500 billion of cash away. That's all it says.
I'm looking here trying just to find out how much money was created, you know, when and that sort of thing. And I am reminded that they have lied to us a great deal about money creation.
Oh, and, sure. Well, they don't want to be honest about how they're counterfeiting their money.
Well, it's true that 20% of the U.S. dollars that have been created out of all the history of U.S. dollars were created in 2020. It's my belief that, in fact, a third of them have been created since January of 2020.
Really?
I can tell you that that looks to be true from the numbers, the charts that I'm looking at here. Now,
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they've never been honest about inflation, so why would they be honest about this? This is effectively inflation. It's an increase in the money supply. That's inflation.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, frankly, June, July, and August of 2020 look like pretty mild times compared to what's going on in January, February, March, and April of 2021. I don't have numbers for May yet. And this is M2, but...
Oh, you said in 2021?
Yes.
They've seemed to have printed a third?
You thought that they had pulled the throttle all the way back in 2020?
Yeah.
They hadn't.
Okay.
2021.
See, I missed the fact that you said 2021 until it dawned on me.
They're pouring it on. And
well, of course, we've got Biden now.
So basically, I think it's accurate to say one-third of all U.S. dollars ever created in all of history, these things that we hold up as having great value, one-third of them have been created since January 2020. And
that's not good.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this has consequences, like deep and abiding consequences.
Yeah,
maybe Jamie Dimon has a good idea. I don't know whether holding cash is a good idea. To me, it sounds like a breathtakingly bad one.
Sure.
I'm not going to go up against a guy who's managed to claw and backstab his way to one of the highest positions on the planet. You know, this guy understands something.
Well, he understands backstabbing and clawing and working within the, quote, legal framework of the U.S. financial system to reach the top, but whether he knows anything more than that, I'm not convinced.
Holding cash sounds like a breathtakingly bad idea to me, and I'm going to repeat myself there.
I would definitely...
Unless he needs to sell a bunch of Bitcoin or something.
Well, I mean, what, he's going to buy it?
he'd buy it with the cash, then, you know, it was probably a good investment.
I suppose being prepared to do that, yep.
Well, if you're trying to hedge your bets against the inflation of the USD, it seems like the worst possible way to do that would be to acquire more USD. It seems like a better approach would be to dump as much USD as humanly possible and instead invest in gold or stocks or cryptocurrency or just about anything else.
So let me backtrack here. If you think about this in the sense that Jamie Dimon is presaging a economic collapse, then holding cash is a good idea.
Why?
Because you want to buy the thing that the person has when they need the money, need it desperately. So, you know, where if an economic collapse comes, maybe I lose my job, right?
Sure.
Maybe I need some money desperately. Maybe that house that I have mortgaged to the hilt, it's not such a good idea. Maybe I need to sell it. Maybe I need to short sell it. That's what I'm saying, is you can buy things for pennies on the dollar. And
are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is not revealing details about what he plans to discuss when he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking at the NATO summit, Biden said he plans to make it clear what the red lines are in areas where they don't agree. And regarding some of the recent cyber attacks that were sourced back to Russia, Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall tells Fox News, we need to hold Putin accountable.
That if you can't stop these attacks, we're going to have to start responding. Once we do the attribution to find out where the attacks are coming from, that we are going to hit you back in kind.
The cost of oil is hitting a nearly three-year high of more than $71 a barrel. Not surprisingly, it's also reflected in higher pump prices as Americans head back on the roads. GasBuddy.com saying the national average for a gallon of gasoline is now $3.07. USA Radio News. The Republican National Committee might skip the network TV presidential debates in 2024, unless there's a dramatic overhaul to the format. Conservative David Bossie saying most network news moderators have little interest in asking questions that illuminate the debate, saying they're asking questions that really do not impact primary Republican voters, but have gotcha questions and answers for the general election debate. An actor who made his big screen debut in Deliverance and was nominated for an Oscar in Network has died.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You're welcome to join in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Mark.
And I've got
more on this Federal Reserve printing of money M2 thing.
Okay.
I cannot help myself.
I know. Stuff, it's a chart. It's a graph. And we all know how much you love
I love myself a graph. And... there's a few things that I consider important, and ladies and gentlemen, the creation of money I consider to be very important. And if you don't, you're the fool they're looking for.
Sure. I remember having this discussion with my father many, many, many years ago when I was right after the release of In the Fed, where I was talking to my father about this, trying to explain to him why it was important. And he asked me what it was, and I said, you know, this is the Federal Reserve Bank and blah, blah, blah. And his response was, well, that sounds like something we should keep. And that was the full extent of his knowledge, was what it's called.
Yeah. And somebody called it Federal Reserve. It's about as federal as Federal Express, right?
Well, it's more federal.
It's
than
more federal than Federal Express, but not
it
much
is
more
now.
Federal.
Well, the U.S. Treasury owns it now.
Owns what?
The Federal Reserve.
How'd that happen?
It happened at some point last year.
That's news to me.
Yeah, I don't remember
that
the
means
exact...
That everything they meant is U.S. currency and not a Federal Reserve note? I'll need to see that article from you. Why don't you take some time to...
I'm not allowed to just Google stuff, Mark.
I feel like the Federal Reserve acts more secret than the government, so there's not, like, you know, really much of a difference.
Right,
in that
would
mindset.
Be the reason why I would, if I was the Treasury Department, there's no way I would ever acquire the Federal Reserve, because that's the big scam. You could ask for sunshine laws on from the U.S. Mint. You can't do anything from the Federal Reserve. So I don't think so, but I'll look. Anyway,
I mean, definitely look into it. I can't just Google it, but there was definitely a change that occurred last year because of the pandemic that allowed the U.S. Treasury to do something with the Fed that it had never been allowed to do prior.
I will look that up as best I can during the next break. However, what I'm looking at is a chart here that I found on Reddit, which says
good.
That 35% of all U.S. dollars in existence have been printed in the last 10 months. This is from Fred, which is a Federal Reserve, whatever. It's from their St. Louis office. This is M1, not M2.
No. What is M1?
Oh, God. I understand why you would ask me that, but I have to look it up.
And what is it? Well, I mean, you took time to characterize, to point out that this was M1 and not M2, so I have to ask, what is the difference?
It is a narrower definition of money than M2 is. I'm going to read it to you here.
I've already got a headache.
LumenLearning.com. M1. Money supply includes coins and currency in circulation. The coins and bills that circulate in an economy that are not held in the U.S. Treasury, at the Federal Reserve Bank, or in bank vaults, closely related to currency that are checkable deposits, also known as demand deposits. These are the amounts held in checking accounts. They are called demand deposits or checkable deposits because the banking institutions must give the deposit holder his money on demand when a check is written or a debit card is used. An M2 is...
Hold on, because I've never encountered that. I've seen severe resistance from banks about releasing people's money when it's demanded.
Well, I'm sure your experience may vary. M2, a broader definition of money, includes everything in M1, but also adds other types of deposits. For example, M2 includes savings deposits in banks, which are bank accounts in which you cannot write a check directly, but from which you can easily withdraw the money at an automatic teller machine or bank. Many banks and other financial institutions also offer a chance to invest in money market funds, where the deposits of many individual investors are pooled together. So it includes basically other types of deposits that aren't just checking accounts.
Okay, so M1 is basically money that is actively in circulation.
Yep.
And M2 is just all money.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you were to go to your bank account, your checking account, and move $10,000, presuming you've got such wildly crazy numbers, and from your checking account into your savings account, you have just diminished M1 by $10,000.
Okay.
And not affected M2.
Sure.
So if you, like, transferred it to, like, Cash App, is that – so it goes from M1, the, you know, brick-and-mortar bank, and then to M2 would be, like, Cash App?
I'm not sure
Cash App would qualify as M1.
Yeah, I would think so. It sounds like it would. Anyway, 35% of all U.S. dollars in existence have been printed in the 10 months of 2020, according to this chart. Actually, the last 10 months of 2020. So it doesn't include, for whatever reason, the first 2 months of 2020 or any of the months.
Well, that's prior to the official pandemic, right?
Yeah.
The pandemic didn't set off in the United States until, I think, mid-March or maybe even late March.
Right. I guess that would correspond with the pandemic, that time frame.
Well, the pandemic that got you and me sick after more than a year of being more active and social than ever. And I don't want to get into it. The pandemic's over at this point, as far as I can tell. I don't think anyone out there is still taking it seriously.
You don't want me to pull up my pandemic charts. So what this says,
I kind of do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be happy to do that in a bit later. I actually have them pulled up right now.
I would be surprised if you didn't.
And it'll load. What I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is a great deal of money. I'm going to go ahead and use one-third of all U.S. dollars ever created have been created in the last, since 2020, the beginning of 2020.
Let's say the last 16 months.
During the pandemic, if you want to go ahead. There's a little bit created from January and February, but that means, like, no doubt, that means there's no getting around this. This is economics 101, and I don't care what the banks say. I don't care what anybody says. If they make more money and there's more money in circulation, then the price of goods and services must go up.
Everyone's noticing it. price of food and lumber and gas. Everyone knows that it's happening.
Houses. Yeah. I mean, people are buying houses at an alarming rate because, in part, not just because they want to move out of the city, but in part because a house is worth something. A dollar bill is worth only what we say it is.
Sure.
And
it's worth significantly less as time goes on, as the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank has proven by inflating it to 97-98% of what it was worth when it was first created.
Right.
You can't even write on it. You can barely use it as toilet paper. What other use does it have other than that we determine this value of whatever the government
It's a long-standing charade is what it is. It took a long time for them to go through this charade. It started with banknotes, with deposits and things like that. Then the United States government got involved with the Federal Reserve. This would have been 1913. In that time frame, they had bills that were backed by something. Meaning silver and gold and that sort of thing. And around 1930, they stopped the relationship between individuals being able to get gold and silver out of their dollar bills because it was an emergency.
Sure. And didn't they confiscate all of the gold and silver bullion in the U.S. sometime in the 50s or 60s?
Yeah, that was the 30s. That was the 30s under FDR. There was no way to do that. People just buried it. You know, they weren't going to do
Well, good for them.
But they did get it from some locations. And what most importantly is they decoupled the dollar from precious metal for individuals. Then in the late 60s, France had a situation where they were demanding their money from the United States. And the United States said, yeah, we're not going to do that. In fact, we're going to change the rules. And now nobody can get, no country can get their money back.
I have altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it further.
I have altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it further.
The illusion is real, though, because they're still guarding Fort Knox.
Well, there may be gold in Fort Knox, but I'll tell you this.
There may not be as well. We have no reason to believe
they're guarding the illusion that there's gold there.
Well, there may very well be gold there. I don't know. But I can tell you Germany tried to get its gold back about 10 years ago from the New York Federal Reserve Bank. And the New York Federal Reserve Bank refused because the gold was wet.
That sounds like the U.S. government. I mean,
sorry, you can't have your gold that's wet.
I know they're not the U.S. government, but that sounds like something the U.S.
government. What's Germany going to do to get its money back? Like, how are they going to get it back?
Did they really say the gold was wet?
Look it up.
I can't look it up.
That's what they said.
Maybe it was molten.
That's insane. 603-283-6160. Even more alarming. I know people who still believe that the U.S. dollar is backed by gold. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We empower you to take control of the national airwaves and express your opinions to close to or more than 200 radio stations across the United States, plus on the internet. And I want to say thank you to Syracuse Joe, who is yesterday's amplifier, which means he's part of the AMP program.
Right. I thanked Mark Warden of Porcupine Real Estate, and it appears as though he got thanked twice because I didn't understand how the – I did not, at a glance, understand how the system was working.
Oh, I can see why that happened as well because, yes, there were spaces for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday because the show was not broadcast.
It's not broadcast from the Ozimoto studio.
Osmodeus, but yes,
yeah,
that was close.
I intend to get that wrong every time.
We officially fixed that issue today, so that won't happen again. But this means
we've changed it to a better name. Free Talk Live Studios.
No,
be great.
It's the Obdusia Studio.
All right,
you are in the Satanist Studio.
The Lloyd Danforth Memorial Studios.
The who?
Yeah, the free. There was an old saying with the Free State Project, which when they say liberty in our lifetime.
Uh huh.
Well, the statement was liberty in Lloyd's lifetime, because Lloyd was in his late 60s when he moved for the Free State Project in, 2003 or 4. I think it was 4.
Sure.
So.
Anyway.
He must have been one of the first.
He was.
I want to say thank you to Syracuse Show, who amplifies the show. This means he values the show enough to give us money to advertise, market, and promote the show, to get us on more radio stations, to reach a larger audience with our podcast. And all of that awesome stuff that helps you get your voice heard. So if you value that, if you value the show, the ideas of liberty, reaching these audiences, then you might consider joining the AMP program. It's amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Syracuse Joe, thanks so much for your contributions. Now, we're talking here about M1 and M2 and federal government craziness and money craziness and just It's a good time, I think, to reflect on the last 16 months of absolute hell that was forced on the American people by governments at the state level, the local level, and the federal level.
Yeah, that's worth pointing out is that, ladies and gentlemen, when you, as you're making excuses for the government printing one-third of all U.S. dollars ever created in all of history and all of time in the last 16, since January 2020, March 2020.
Yeah.
As long as you're going to make excuses for that, I need you to make some excuses for the richest 500 people in the United States gaining billions while the rest of us, our standard of living diminished. Because that's a really important thing to sort of figure out.
You got to remember how much money really went to these mega corporations from the U.S. government in the last year versus the pittance that the U.S. government gave to the average American.
Right.
Well, here's your $1,200.
Y'all got bought off for not enough to buy a car.
And they were, and Americans were selling. They were selling themselves. They would bend over and take it as long as the government threw them a bone.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the things that was being said by the guy, one of the people, at the very least, one of the people that was going around and recruiting voters in Georgia, where Biden won.
Right.
According to, you know, whatever, the most recent news.
Yeah, the numbers they gave.
The numbers they gave, Biden won. The guy said that he said that Biden was going to give them a $2,000 check if he won, and Trump wasn't.
It was that easy. That's what the federal government's doing, is buying everyone out with the unemployment and all the other strategies of, you know, stimulus checks and that sort of thing. And, you know, people should be holding on to those. And
Joe, will you go find out whoever that is and make them stop?
Sure. Yeah, there's the revving of an engine.
And it sounds like it's directly outside.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I'm curious.
Well, we can't figure out right now, but it's what? Absurd how easily Americans sold themselves out. The unemployment in particular is a sore point for me because the government is giving people $400 plus the standard unemployment benefit to sit at home and do nothing. Some of us worked through this entire freaking thing while people who sat at home made more money. And that's not the fault of the businesses, as people like to say on social media. Oh, well, businesses just need to pay people more. You can't expect a business that has to earn the money it pays its employees to compete with the federal government, which can print it endlessly, and in fact has printed it endlessly.
That's what they want, though, and that's beside the point. I'm not going to, you know, chasten the unemployed anymore here, although I will say that you knew this couldn't last, and it isn't going to last. Now's the time to go get a job because all this stuff is coming to an end.
Well, I would argue that it's already too late to get a job because you're going to be competing with all sorts of people now who are suddenly looking for
employment. Oh, that's a good point.
The people who started looking for a job 2 weeks ago are already being hired.
Yeah.
If you wait until this crap comes to an end, because I think it ends on the 16th or the 19th of this month, at least here in New Hampshire, if you wait until that actual day, you're going to be beaten in the job market.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, I mean, you're only as good as your competition is bad. So get out there and compete now when, you know, you can compete for better jobs and then when everybody's competing for whatever the low end is.
But it's certainly going to be an eye-opening experience for these people because for the last, as long as I've known it, employers have had the upper hand and they've been able to demand whatever they wanted of their employees because, you know, the employees didn't have the upper hand. The company didn't have to offer higher wages or health benefits because they could just fire this disposable employee and hire someone else instead and not have to give those benefits. But now employers are having to compete with one another in order to get employees. They have to offer you higher wages, more benefits, whatever. Give it a few more weeks when this unemployment crap comes to an end, and that won't be the case.
And this is what I wanted to do, was to offer actionable stuff. The fact that the United States federal government created one-third of all U.S. dollars ever created in history in the last 17 months or whatever the time frame is nothing. There's nothing I can do about it. But if I need to have a job, and I know that I need to have a job now, and I don't have one at this moment, I know I can go out looking now. And, you know, we have given that actionable item. There's another actionable item I'd like to give. If you've got savings and these sorts of things, Now's not the time to hold in dollars, in my opinion.
This is not financial advice.
Like Jamie Dimon says. Now, Jamie Dimon's operating at a completely different level. He's operating as a bank. And it may be a good idea to hold cash as a bank so that you can buy out assets from people in the future, because banks have a harder time getting cash than, say, an individual who's selling stock or whatever. You'll be able to sell stock in 1 year for whatever it's worth, and presumably it will be worth more because there will have been more dollars created, and whatever that stock might be. I would recommend cryptocurrencies, gold, any asset that isn't a U.S. dollar. U.S. dollar delineated assets, fine. But not U.S. dollar assets. So not a money market, not a savings account, not a checking account.
I would agree. I don't have anything to argue with. Anything is better than USD at this point, or any other government-controlled currency, because they're all doing it.
Yeah.
The USD isn't any better than the Venezuelan Bolivar at the end of the day. They're all just printing as much of it as they want. And if they printed a third of the money supply in the last year, I can only imagine how much worse this is going to get, because this is exponential, right? They can't just print a third of it and then turn off the spigot and stop printing,
yeah.
Right? Next, they'll be printing 66% of the total money supply, then 100%, or 99%.
I mean, if I'm looking, I haven't found a chart that delineates exactly how much money's being printed in the ways that I want it to look at it, but this is, I don't know. Like Weimar Germany, when they were printing, you know, Zimbabwe, you know, all these places that had hyperinflation, it started with the printing of money, and the value of things went down. Now, I don't have charts to compare, but this sounds like the early days of hyperinflation.
It certainly does. I mean, a third of the total money supply being printed in 10 months, if that's not hyper, I mean, it's probably not legally considered hyperinflation, but it's certainly the early steps.
Yep.
I don't know that it can go anywhere else.
You have like a stack of like hundreds in your hand. That's embarrassing now. Like, that's not really anything. But if you have a stack of, say, gold backs, you know, you actually have physical gold in your hand, and it's printed money because it has an image on it, which everyone enjoys. So they've seen that, you know, held it up.
Well, in New Hampshire, it's not printed money.
Ah.
It says something different on the New Hampshire notes. And I don't recall exactly what, but there was some sort of weirdness with it leading them to say something different. I don't remember not having any gold backs at the moment, but it's curious that in New Hampshire they had to print different wording than they used elsewhere.
It's gold value.
603-283-6160. Call in. Talk about money. Whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.